KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Is there a project on your to-do list? Do you need help solving a problem? You got a DIY dilemma, a decor dilemma, a challenge, you don't know which way to go? Well, we are here to take on those projects and so much more. But the first step is for you to reach out to us with your questions. So pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you know, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up some fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. That's right. Container gardens aren't just limited to houseplants. You can grow veggies in them all winter long. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
And are outside noises disturbing your sleep or your work? Well, you can minimize those sounds, whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, or loud plumbing. We're going to have some tips to help you get back your peace and quiet.
And as we head into the chilliest part of winter, we've got some ideas to give your fireplace a custom look with some easy-to-build surrounds to add some vintage charm.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
So let's get started. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Delaware, where Jim's got a question about renovating a bathroom. What's going on, Jim?
Trying to find the best way to replace my shower. The floor is really dirty. I got the whites. I need to replace it. I need to know, what do you recommend as far as material? I'm getting debates about acrylic versus fiberglass, et cetera. But you mentioned a thing, trying to figure out the best way, the cheapest way for me to do it.
You know, Jim, I think it really depends on, like, the level of involvement you'd like in this project and the amount of money you'd like to spend. Because if you're looking, I mean, truly, right, Tom, when you get to a project like this in a bathroom, it can be inexpensive or it can be very expensive. I think if you're looking for something simple and affordable and doable in a short amount of time, you're looking at a liner or something like a bath fitter type thing, and it doesn't have to be done by that company. There's all different kinds of liners or inserts. There are fiberglass ones. There's waterproof material ones. There's even Corian ones that kind of just surround your existing situation and cover it up, and it's like new. Or if you're going for a complete gut reno, you know, you're going to be looking at systems to help keep things watertight. It's Schluter, right, Tom? They have a good product.
Yep, Schluter. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. Schluter makes a shower kit that is called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. The nice thing about these kits is what this is an underlayment system so that when you would have to remove all of the old tile and all of the floor and all of that, but now you're rebuilding from scratch. The Curti kit is basically a system that's designed to make this whole thing 100% waterproof. It takes a lot of the frustration out of doing a shower and having to maintain it, have it be waterproof. It's sort of like a membrane that goes behind the whole thing. Take a look at the Schluter Systems website for the Curti shower kits. You'll see how all the pieces work together, whether it's a straight plain square shower, whether it's got curves, whether it has a seat. They've got parts for everything. You assemble the parts, you buy the parts that you want, and the whole thing lies underneath the tile or whatever your top finish is, and it makes it 100% waterproof. So those are kind of your options. You know, you can do a liner. You can do a panelized system. That's pretty easy. It's not going to help you with the shower pan, by the way, because it doesn't cover that, but it'll cover the walls and make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, like fresh and new.
Yeah. If you want to tear the whole thing out and start from scratch, I'd take a look at the Schluter Curti shower systems.
All right. We've got Michelle on the line who wants to do a special bathroom for the kids. Tell us about the project.
Well, we want to update it, ceramic paint. I've already got new linen, but because I have boys, young boys.
I have the same.
I'm wondering what kind of flooring we should put in there because of overspills from the tub.
Oh, you were very kind in mentioning that first.
Leslie, I don't know if it's possible to have a totally little boy proof floor.
I don't know. Something without grout lines that absorbs every scent of everything. I'm telling you, the boy bathroom issue is a problem. And, you know, it grosses me out every day. Every darn day. So for bathroom floors, I mean, your first bet is obviously something that's, you know, waterproof or at least water resistant. So tile people tend to go to first, but there's also laminates or EVPs or water resistant sort of fabricated floorings that can look like a variety of things. Now, if you are going to go with a tile, please make sure it's glazed and not unglazed because that will just absorb everything and be an issue. And you also want to try, I know with grout lines on the floor, they tend to go wider with the sanded grout because of the floor. But if there's any way to avoid them being so wide or be sure to seal them immediately so that anything that spills on the floor, whether it comes from the tub or from the human children, does not get absorbed into the floor and cause an issue. I mean, it really depends on the look that you're going for, but the main thing we're looking at here is durability and cleanability.
Yes, those are my issues because right now we've got linoleum tile in the bathroom, and it just needs to be replaced.
You know, Michelle, I just recently got a chance to check out a new product from LL Flooring that's called Dervana, and it's a composite flooring. Now, I'd never seen a composite flooring product before, so I was interested. Now, this stuff is only about $4 a square foot, and I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with its durability. First of all, it's 100% waterproof. But this is what I do to test flooring. I did a little bit of work on the Money Pit test lab. First of all, I took a hammer and I swung it full force 5 or 6 times and I couldn't dent the stuff. So that's good, right? Next, I took a piece of sandpaper, 120 grit. I put it on the bottom of my vibrating sander and I tried to sand the finish. So if you can imagine years of dirt being ground into floors, I thought that was a pretty fair test, and it didn't take off the finish. Didn't even affect it one iota. And finally, I took a utility knife, brand new. I did a little video on this, and I showed me using it to cut sandpaper in one swipe. Then I must have swiped it across this floor about 20 times, and the scratches didn't show at all. So I was really impressed with this stuff, especially at the price and the fact that it's 100% waterproof. It's not out just at this moment, but it's coming out very soon. So you might want to take a look at that as an inexpensive flooring option for this bathroom.
Great. Do we just get it at, like, our local hardware stores?
No, it's an LL Flooring product, so you can go to llflooring.com or to one of the LL Flooring stores. They've got about 400 or so odd stores across the country.
I wish you good luck. I'd like to say it gets easier. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's still terrible.
So. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you're enjoying the holiday seasons, spending time with your family and friends, and maybe tackling a lot of those projects you never got to throughout the rest of the year. Well, whatever it is, we wish you lots of love and happiness and lots of success on all your projects in the rest of this year and for next. Coming up, would you like to enjoy fresh herbs and veggies all throughout the winter? Well, you can by growing your own veggie container gardens. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you know what? If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. John in Arkansas has got a question about fireplaces. What's going on?
It's getting pretty cold around here, and we have a fireplace, and we've had it serviced before where they come in and do the work they do to prepare it, and I'm wondering, is that something I really need to pay for every single year, or are some of these products you see in the stores where you could burn something and it kind of clings a little bit, the crystallite? So just wanting to know if this is something I need to do every year or just once every couple of years or what that might be.
You know, John, I think an annual cleaning is beneficial, but it really depends on how much you use the fireplace, because it's recommended if you burn a cord of wood, then you should have it cleaned. So if you're burning a cord of wood multiple times throughout the fire you season, you're going to need to clean the chimney more often than the once a year. So you really have to base it on usage. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about these self-cleaning logs. Tom, I don't know much about them. They don't really work, right?
Well, I mean, I guess they probably work to some extent, but the problem is that in certain fireplaces, and especially those that are like the metal fireplaces that are the zero clearance, the manufactured fireplaces, you know, those so-called cleaning logs or cleaning sticks are incredibly corrosive. So they can damage the chimney flue just by virtue of the fact that you're using them. So I don't think it's a smart idea. I would stick to regular fireplace maintenance, which, as you said, is like once per quart of wood. Now, a quart of wood is a lot of wood. A quart of wood is a pile of wood that's 4 feet tall, 4 feet deep, and 8 feet wide. I mean, that's a lot of wood. And so that just gives you a sense as to how frequently you should be doing that. So I don't think you need to do it every year. I think you need to do it based on use, and I would stay away from any of these DIY self-cleaning sticks because I think that they're probably more trouble than they're worth.
Heading out to Ocala, Florida, we've got Colleen on the line. Colleen, what's going on at your money pit?
Hi. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. We are in a home that's fairly large and has two of the regular conventional water heaters.
Okay.
One on one side of the house and one on the other. And the other one is smaller. It's actually in the ceiling.
Okay.
Above our bedroom. So that's a little unnerving. And the other one is in the garage. So that one's not as bad. But we've done a little bit of repair work on that one in the garage. They're both fairly old. The previous owners, we've only been in the house for about a year. Previous owners said that they're over 20 years old. So it's probably time to get into a new system before something really bad happens.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds wise.
But we've been looking at conventional systems still, and we were thinking about doing a tankless water system, but we've had plumbers, just one that we've gotten a quote from, and they recommended the conventional style over the tankless, saying that they're not as energy efficient for the tankless. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Sure, happy to help you with that. So first of all, what type of water heater do you have? What type of fuel are you using? Is it an electric water heater or is it gas?
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay, so your plumber's correct. When it comes to tankless water heaters, there is no such thing as a electric tankless water heater that is efficient. There are what's called heat pump water heaters, which are very efficient, but they are a full-size water heater like a tank. It's like a regular, you know, any other type of tank water heater, but they're also more expensive. Now, there's another option that is just out now that you might want to look at, and especially since you have one of these is going to be right over your bedroom. It is called the Rheem Gladiator hot water heater. And the Rheem Gladiator water heater is unique in a number of ways. First of all, it has a technology built into it that helps it run at peak efficiency. And also, it monitors the system and alerts you on your phone if anything's going wrong. It can even tell you how much hot water you have left if you want to take a shower. And the other thing that's really cool is that it's the first water heater I've ever seen that has a built-in leak protection system. So it has a valve that feeds the water heater, and if there's any leakage detected at the base of the water heater, this valve automatically shuts off. And when it shuts off, because there's no incoming water, there's no incoming water pressure, you will get a very minute amount of water that will leak out of that water heater before it's discovered and can be replaced. Now, the other challenge you have is you have two locations with water heaters. You have to put back two water heaters. You can't do this with one. But you mentioned one was near your bedroom. That's probably the reason that you don't have to wait so long for water to be hot in the morning. If you just had one water heater and a long run to get to your bedroom, by the time you step in the shower and turn the water on, you're going to have to wait, you know, 15, 20 seconds for that water to turn hot. But the closer that bathroom is to the water heater, the quicker it does actually turn hot. So it's a little more efficient. So I think if I was you, I definitely agree you should replace them. They're well past their prime. I would take a look at the Rheem Gladiator units. Just go to rheem.com/gladiator. They've got a great page there that kind of explains the benefit for that, and that's R-H-E-E-M, rheem.com/gladiator, and you can learn about that. And I think that's probably giving you the best of all worlds. You're going to get the same, a very similar efficiency to a heat pump water heater. It will cost less, and it'll certainly be more energy efficient than what you could do with electric tankless water heaters. And again, if it was gas, I'd say go with a tankless water heater, but that's because it's a lot less expensive to run.
Do I need somebody to put that in for us, install it, or is that something
we
can do?
Yes.
We do, okay.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if you and your husband are advanced do-it-yourselfers, maybe you could do that. But for the most part, I think that is a good job for a professional, because not only do you have to plumb it, you have to wire it.
Right.
properly, and I wouldn't want to see you make any errors on that. So I would have a pro do that. But, you know, you may know more about the most advanced water heaters on the market now than the pro does. So you could certainly specify what you want. And I know those water heaters are sold at Home Depot because I bought one there. And you guys should go there and take a look at them as well.
Okay, that's great. Oh, I'm so glad I called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Colleen. Good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you.
Well, if you miss having fresh veggies around during those cold winter months, you know, container gardening really is a great solution for growing your own produce right now. If you grow houseplants, you're actually already doing a form of container gardening, but with the right light, the soil, the pots, you can actually grow herbs and even some veggies all year long. So for best results, you're going to need a location with good lighting. Sometimes you're going to need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight. I mean, it really depends on what veggies you want to grow, so pay attention to that because you do need the light for that to happen. You're also going to need room for containers that are much bigger than those of typical houseplants. They have to be about 18 inches in diameter and at least 18 inches deep, and you've got to come up with a plan for watering as well, because no water, they're not going to grow.
Now, if you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. Now, Burpee, the seed company, even has a section of their website which is very handy. It's called Container Friendly. It actually breaks out all of the veggies that will grow well in that space, like tomatoes, Brussels sprouts, and carrots and peppers. So check it out, the Container Friendly section at burpee.com.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built, that we're living in, was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It's brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you can tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along the bottom.
Right.
Now we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep.
Where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating. And that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint. Not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, you got a nosy neighbor? Are you tired of hearing traffic? Well, whatever's bothering you, we've got tips on the best ways to soundproof your space when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
here to help you take on the jobs you want to get done around your house. You need some advice on how to get something done, something fixed, something looking better than it is. Well, we got that covered. So reach out to us with your questions at 888 Money Pit or post them at moneypit.com.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing. Because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And okay. So I have no idea. Supposedly,
might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project. And if you have any more questions, let us know.
Thank you so much.
So are you still working from home a lot these days and you're finding that the outside noises are making it hard for you to focus during the day? Or maybe those noises are giving you a hard time falling asleep at night? Well, whether it's traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, loud plumbing, whatever it is, we've got some ideas to help you get back your peace and quiet. Now, your solution is going to depend on whether you live in a house, a townhouse, an apartment, you rent, you own, and certainly the options for a new home are definitely easier to plan as part of the construction process, but there are lots of options for existing homes and even new renters out there.
Yeah, so let's talk about a few. So if you're doing a renovation or you're building a new house, you should look into Rockwool Insulation. They have insulation, I think it's called Safe and Sound, that is basically very sound resistant. It's very dense insulation. Rock wool is a mineral wool type of insulation. It's actually made from melted slag and then respun into a wool fiber. And it works very, very well. For existing homes, you can also consider blown-in cellulose insulation. That can help, as can doubling the drywall. Now, if you've just got a room or two that you want to be particularly quiet, you can add another layer of drywall on top of the drywall that's there, separated by a special type of adhesive called green glue. It's basically a sound-deadening product that goes between the layers of drywall. And if you don't want to go through all that work, well, there is actually a sound-reducing drywall product. You can get that deadening in the drywall panels kind of built into it. They kind of have battens that are built in that are used in commercial applications like recording studios. And then there's acoustic ceilings. A lot of those are designed to reduce sound. So to sort the best out, you want to look for two ratings. One is called the noise reduction coefficient, the NRC rating, and the ceiling attenuation class, CAC. NRC tells you how much sound a ceiling panel is going to absorb, and CAC rates tell you how much sound will travel to adjacent rooms. So there's a few ways that you can improve your space right now by making some easy home improvements.
All right, now if you're a renter or maybe you just don't want to take on a construction project, there's actually a lot of less disruptive things that you can do to reduce the level of noise both inside and out. Now, the more stuff you have in a room, it's actually better for sound absorption. But think about it. If you've got, like, all leather furniture, that sound is just going to be like ding, ding, ding. So you have to think about softer fabrics, upholstered pieces that will help absorb that sound. Now, drapes on your windows or, you know, think about a heavy velvet curtain or some sort of heavier, you know, more voluminous drape that's made from a really heavy fabric. That's going to help absorb a lot of the sound. It's also going to give that room a nice, elegant, and classical feel. So you're kind of getting two benefits here from that drape. You know, a lot of different things. You have to just think about how that sound is going to go everywhere. And if you really do have your heart set on that man cave leather couch, I get it. You like it. Put a throw blanket on it. Maybe some pillows. That'll help absorb that sound. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, is your home missing that vintage charm? Well, we're going to tell you one way that you can add it without a complete remodel after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, follow the Money Pit podcast. You are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which gives you lots of time to plan your next home improvement adventure and so much information. So follow along.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
All right, now we're heading to Tennessee where Ty is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
My wife and I had an area rug in our den, and it was a large area rug. We needed to replace it, so we picked it up. and there's sun damage where it's faded to hardwood floors. So there's a line of demarcation, and I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to fix that without having to sand the hardwood floors.
Yeah, time. Time will fix it. You know, I have hardwood floors in my very old house, and I remember once having to do a pretty significant repair where an old floor furnace, do you remember those old floor furnaces that would sit flush with the floor? So I had a big square hole in the floor, and I had to take that out and put framing in and then replace the flooring. And I actually had to make some of this flooring because it was an unusual shape. And despite my best efforts, of course, the new flooring was like, it was like the difference between white and brown. It was like that distinct. It looked clearly like a patch. And I had the same feeling about, well, maybe I could stain it. But I knew that if I just let it alone, it would eventually fade. And I tell you what, within a year, it had faded to match the other floor perfectly. And I'm so glad that I did not try to mess with it. And I just let ultraviolet light and time do its thing. The same way it protected that floor under that carpet, it will eventually fade and be the exact same color as the rest of the floor. So I wouldn't do a thing. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always really interesting when you have a beautiful floor and you want it to look fantastic. So I think if you give it some time and, you know, learn to live with it, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I wasn't sure. I mean, if you could put a glaze or something on the faded part to try to match the other part. We just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of resanding that whole room and then, you know, the dust and all that stuff that goes along with it.
It is a big project.
It's a very big project.
Yes.
I mean, I really think you should just give it some time and let it fade back. And you'll think, you give it some time, you'll save all that money and time and aggravation. Because the only way to skip this step is to basically refinish the whole floor. And there's really no reason for that.
Or just cover it up again with another rug.
Yeah, we're thinking about covering it up with a small rug, but that still leaves a line of demarcation there. So we may have to go back with an 8x10 again.
No, or a 9x12 until you eventually cover the whole floor.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. But we've lived without the rug on there for 3 or 4 months now, so we may just go for another year.
Well, if you love that look of vintage charm, I mean, think about it. Period-style light fixtures, wood details in the molding, decorative fireplace screens, that type of stuff. You know, it definitely adds value to your home, but it's hard to get. Well, not really. If you're living in a fairly new home, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches that you're craving, but you can capture that vintage feel without giving up that modern convenience. So think about it. If you want a fireplace or at least a beautiful mantle, you can add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle even if you don't have a real fireplace. You could just put it about in any room and then decorate the fireplace, and it becomes a focal point for that space. And they also spruce up an existing fireplace that has no pizzazz, and they are available at all kinds of spaces. If you're looking at architectural salvage spots online in your city, you can find a lot of really beautiful ones.
Now, when older homes are renovated or torn down, it's becoming more popular to save those architectural pieces and sell them to salvage dealers. So you can find gorgeous mantles, clawfoot bathtubs, stained glass windows, even antique doorknobs. And if you don't have a salvage dealer close to you, check for one online.
Now, you can even check for individual pieces that have been redone on sites like Etsy or sometimes even Craigslist. And even though that mantle won't actually be a working fireplace, it definitely gives that warmth that you're seeking in the home. So think about adding a lot of details like that, because that is what's going to give you that feeling that you're missing for your space.
You know, we actually have a fireplace mantle in our home. You know, we have an old house, it's a family house. We don't have it out right now, but over the years, it's made its appearances from time to time and then gone into storage, you know, in other periods of time. But one thing I like about it, not only is it an old antique, it's carved, in the front of it is carved, "Well befall hearth and hall," which is just kind of a classic statement for, you know, an old fireplace hearth like that.
Where did you find it?
I don't know. It was here. It's been here my entire life. I don't know where it came from, but it's always been a part of the house.
I love that.
You know, it may have come from the fact that my great-grandfather was a caretaker of homes along the Jersey Shore. And he would often take home pieces of antiques that maybe needed some minor repair and fix them up. Of course, there was some that he never fixed up. It used to be, and they were still in our attic when I think we took over the house. I'm talking about like a beautiful, like a clawfoot table, except it only had 3 legs. So I don't have the other one, but I never got around to carving one myself.
Christine in Alaska's on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your money pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm. And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up is a new roof in the forecast for 2023. Well, we're going to share how to know when your roof's got to go next.
You live in a money pit.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
All right, Marianne wrote in and says, I have a painted kitchen and bath, and they both have painted cabinets with traditional paints, but now I'm hearing about chalk paints and their benefits. I'd like to hear a comparison of traditional to chalk paints, especially as to their prep, adherence, and longevity in high-use areas. Is she talking about chalk paint like chalkboard paint or like chalk as a base of paint?
I don't know. I'm thinking about like chalkboard paint, but I don't know much about chalk as a base paint. But I do know this about paint and kitchen cabinets. It's not a place to experiment. I mean, you really want the best quality, most durable paints you can find. For my money, I'm always going to go with a good quality semi-gloss oil-based paint. It's really going to stand up to the wear and tear that a kitchen cabinet really will experience every single day.
And I mean, I had somebody professionally paint my cabinets, and yes, it was costly. But, I mean, having had painted so many cabinets in a quick fashion on the home makeover shows I worked on, I do know that they need lots of time to dry. Everything's got to come off. It's got to be flat. And our painter, like, used some sort of baked-on coating, which, you know, feels great, is glossy, it seems super durable, and I knew I couldn't achieve that on my own, so I'm glad I went that route. But, Marianne, if you take this on yourself, I feel a lot of confidence that you can tackle this. You can tackle it well. When you take off the doors and drawers, label everything so you know what goes back where, so it doesn't get confused, because all of those holes definitely match up to one door and not another. But lots of things, and you can really make it gorgeous, and you can mix and match colors, different color for uppers and lowers, and the island can be a color. I mean, people are still mixing stuff up and going for rich colors, and I definitely love that look.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that everyone is having a really enjoyable holiday season, that you are optimistic and looking forward to the days ahead. We are looking forward to helping you with home improvement projects in the days ahead. You can reach us anytime 24/7 by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With breaking news this hour, townhall.com, I'm Ron Dorofsky. The new year is slowly making its way to the U.S., and with it, a flurry of new laws.
Iowa will revamp its income tax brackets, moving toward an eventual flat tax. Kansas reducing sales tax on groceries. Colorado imposing a 10-cent fee on plastic bags before their elimination in 2024. Rhode Island will exempt military pensions from tax, and Georgia will offer a tax credit for donations to law enforcement foundations. And then there's the millionaire tax in Massachusetts. It will impose a 4% surcharge on income of more than $1 million. Jason Walker reporting.
Max Duggan accounted for four touchdowns. TCU returned two interceptions for scores, and the third-ranked Horned Frogs withstood a frenetic second-half surge by number two Michigan to win the Fiesta Bowl 51-45 and advance to the College Football National Championship. They'll play either Georgia or Ohio State a week from tomorrow. Right now, the Buckeyes are leading 38-24 with about 30 seconds left in the third period. The new Congress will be seated in just a few days. Former Republican Senator Jim Talon of Missouri says House members holding up election of Minority Leader McCarthy as Speaker are putting him in a no-win situation.
If you give them some big substantive, you know, concession because they do this, all you're going to do is encourage other small rump groups in the conference to do exactly the same thing, and you can't lead doing that.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Talon's urging McCarthy's opponents to accept him as the new House leader.
All throughout this Congress, the leadership is going to need unity, which means that small groups of people have tremendous leverage on particular bills if they identify what it is they want.
More at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Chinese manufacturing contracted for a third consecutive month in December in the biggest drop since early 2020 as the country battles a nationwide COVID surge after suddenly easing anti-epidemic measures. BBC's Michael Bristow has the latest.
The fall in manufacturing was the biggest for nearly 3 years, and with surging COVID infections in China, there could be labor shortages and supply chain disruptions over the coming weeks, bringing more pain. Chinese leaders are thought to have ended their zero COVID strategy this month, partly because of the damage it was causing to the economy, the world's second biggest. And even though China's experiencing a wave of infections, the authorities are encouraging people to return to work if they can.
That is the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's done selling stock shares for at least a year and a half.
It's an apparent attempt to comfort shareholders of the electric vehicle company, who have watched the stock lose nearly half of its value since Musk's purchase of Twitter went through in October. Musk dumped another $2.58 billion worth of Tesla stock recently. He's also sold nearly $23 billion worth of his car company's shares since April, when he started building a position in Twitter.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Indiana's the latest state to block the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok from state devices. The blockage this week came on the same day Indiana's attorney general sued TikTok, claiming the video-sharing platform misleads its users, especially children, about the level of inappropriate content and the security of consumers' information. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God came about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy, happy holidays. Hope you are enjoying this magical time of the year. We are here to help you once again take on projects that you would like to get done in your house. So our gift to you is tips and advice and ideas to help you avoid the perspiration, give you some inspiration on the projects you want to get done at this point for 2023. Help yourself first. Reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, it occurs to us that every January we promise ourselves to start following good habits, but those often will fizzle, those resolutions, if you will fizzle just a few weeks into the new year or faster. But what if there was a link between self-improvement and home improvement? I know what you guys are thinking. Ah, you're on to something now. Whether it's losing weight, getting organized, or making more money, your house can actually help you keep these new year resolutions. We're going to tell you how to do just that.
And if you're renting a home or apartment in the new year, did you know that your possessions may not be covered by the building's insurance? Now, contents insurance is designed just for renters, and it can help. And guess what? It's not expensive. So we're going to tell you what you should get.
And you got a door that sticks? That is an annoying problem that really doesn't have to be. We'll have some tips on how to make it go away once and for all.
And what do you want to do in this new year, guys? It's 2023. Let's think about some amazing projects to work on the house. Maybe they're big ones. Maybe they're small ones. Maybe you just want to redecorate. Whatever it is, we can help you guys tackle those to-dos with confidence and have truly a kick-butt home in the new year. So let us help.
We want to help you create your best home ever. So if you got a question about a bathroom, a basement, you want to demolish or decorate, We're your coach. We're your counselor. We're definitely your cheerleaders for house projects, big and small. And sometimes we can be your therapist, too. Whatever you need, give us a call. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions on MoneyPit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Nancy from Illinois is on the line with a question about a soffit. How can we help you today?
Well, yeah, I inherited a house that from a relative that was built in 1960. So it has soffits above the cabinets. I still have the original kitchen. I mean, everything, the floor, the counters, the appliances. You know, I know that in all the newer construction, they're using either cabinets that go from all the way to the ceiling, or they have an empty space up there where people can display things. I have a lot of dust allergies, and I'm also a senior citizen, and so I don't think I want that empty space up there that's going to collect dust. I don't want to have to be dealing with dusting that all the time and climbing up on a ladder.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, do you think soffits will ever come back, or is the answer just to have cabinets that go all the way to the ceiling, knowing that I'm probably never going to use those top shelves?
Well, actually, there is a way for you to use those top shelves, because there are ways that you can bring those shelves down to stack things on them and put them back up. There's cabinet designs where the entire shelf contents pulls out and drops down. It sort of hinges down, and then it goes back up. They're accessible design options that are made by a bunch of different manufacturers, so it is possible to even have high cabinets and be able to use that space if that's a need for you.
I've got two torn rotor cuffs in both shoulders, so I'm not even supposed to be reaching up high, so I don't know how difficult it is to get those shelves, you know, to drop down.
Usually there's a handle that's sort of like shoulder height where you reach out right in front of you and pull it towards you, and then that whole thing drops down from there.
Oh.
It's all on springs, so it supports itself. Called Reva Shelf, R-E-V-A Shelf, and their system is simply called a cabinet pull-down shelving system. So that type of system is available. The cabinet is basically completely empty, and then the shelving system is put in, and then again, you reach out, you pull it towards you, and it drops down. And these things are strong enough where you could have, like, canned goods on every single shelf, and it's still going to hold it. So that's an option for you. The other thing is, I think the dated part of the soffits, Leslie, and you correct me because you're the decorator here,
okay,
is where the soffit extends past the kitchen cabinet. But you could sort of have a flush soffit that sort of is flush with the front of the kitchen cabinet that wouldn't give you that sort of ugly overhang, right?
Mine is flush.
Okay, well then maybe you ought to think about just keeping it the way it is and painting it to sort of blend.
I mean, I like having the soffit because then it just fills that space. So then you're not thinking about putting stuff up there, which then then it's just a dust collector. So if you're going to get rid of the soffit, you really need to think about, like, what is the purpose of that space above it? Am I just extending the cabinet higher? Am I, putting in some glass, something that makes it purposeful? But I'm telling you, with these cabinet pull downs that Tom has mentioned, they operate smoothly. They really are helpful. I mean, any person can have one regardless of abilities, so it really will make your life so much easier.
And is it spelled R-E-V as in Victor, or R-E-B as in boy?
Nope. R-E-V as in Victor. Rev a shelf.
Like rev your engine.
Like revolving shelf, like that kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's going to be exciting for me to check out. My other question that I was going to be asking was, as an aging senior that has some macular degeneration, that it's the slow developing kind, but still I know what's coming because relatives have had this and lost vision. Would you recommend contacting an architect, or is there a certain type of contractor that would be good to help me design this new kitchen?
So to design your kitchen, you might want to use the services of a certified kitchen and bath designer. That's a designation that is sought through the National Kitchen and Bath Association. The guys that have the certified kitchen and bath design designation are very, very competent at designing kitchens and bathrooms that meet those specific needs that you mentioned.
Well, I appreciate all this good advice. Thank you so much.
Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading to Tennessee, where Bruce is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on at your money pit?
Hey, guys. I've got a driveway that's kind of, it's not cracking, but it's kind of crumbling into like small pebbles and pieces. I have heard from a buddy of mine that used to do some summer work that you can take that blacktop and put a little bit of, I guess, sand in it and mix it up into a putty and maybe save it for a couple of years. What have you guys heard?
So I think that that would work as sort of a temporary patch, but I wouldn't expect
it. And certainly
it,
not for the whole surface, like to just.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing where, like, if you're resurfacing the driveway and you all of a sudden find that maybe there's a little hole that you mixed, that you missed, you could take some of that sealant, mix it with some sand, stick it into that hole, and kind of call it a day. But if you want to do this the entire surface, you need to use the products that are designed for that because they're designed to adhere properly to the surfaces that are below. And I think just trying to sort of make this from scratch doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay, what would you suggest?
So there's a lot of good quality latex products that are out today, and what you want to do is start with the patching compounds, clean the driveway really well, use the patching compounds next, fill in those cracks, fill in those holes. If you have a really deep one, then there's essentially like an aggregate that you pack in first, then you seal the surface, and then once those dry, then you go ahead and put your top coat on and kind of broom your way out. You want to buy one of those driveway squeegees, which is kind of like the size of a push broom, but it has a squeegee on it, and just very carefully start as close to the house as possible and then bring yourself out to the street. And do it at a time where the weather's decent and when you can try to keep cars off it for 2 or 3 days at least, because the longer you let it sit, the better it is.
You suggest a certain temperature?
Well, the temperature range is going to be dictated by the manufacturer. But as long as it's not freezing and as long as it's not, you know, 100 degrees out, you're probably okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, you guys. Well, every January, we promise ourselves to start following some good habits, but those intentions often fizzle in just a few weeks. And quite honestly, sometimes it's just a few days. But what if there was a way you could make those New Year's resolutions, you know, not all about self-improvement, but more about home improvement? We're going to share some new resolutions for your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, add this to your New Year's to-do list. Follow the Money Pit podcast. All you have to do is sign up at moneypit.com/podcast, and you are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday so you can tackle some great projects that weekend.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have two Corian sinks in my bathroom, and the water is turning them, they were white, and the water is turning them like yellow. And my husband heard that you could use the fine sandpaper and sandpaper around the drain where it's really the worst, and that doesn't seem to work. His is now gray around his drain, and mine he didn't touch.
Okay.
So have you got any solutions?
I mean, I would try first, like, a couple of different, like, softer cleansers just to see if that does anything. I know Bonami seems to be a good one for a surface like that. And then after that...
I've tried all of them. Yeah, and I even tried the little green, you know, scrubby thing that they told me to use.
You know, have you ever, like with Bonami or Barkeeper's Friend, I think is the other one, when I have a Corian sink, and I find that what we do is we put a lot of it on there and just sort of almost make like a paste and let it sit on the surface for a while. And then we come back, you know, in 15, 20 minutes later and then start rinsing it off. But it has sort of a bleaching effect when you let it sit there. It's not just to rub it and rinse it away, but let it sit on the stains for a while. What you're describing is not that unusual. Unfortunately, Corian does absorb stains. It's not as stain resistant as we'd like. It can be abraded, but that's not really going to change anything because it's not, the stain is not on the top. It's kind of soaked in. So you really need to kind of clean it, and that's why those products work well for that.
Okay. I'll try that, you know, making the paste and putting it on there and leaving it on there for a little bit.
Just sprinkle it out and just then, you know, get a little bit wet until it gets kind of like pasty, and then just let it sit for a while. I make it kind of pasty, and I'll do a first sort of first scrub while it's real thick like that. Then I just walk away for a while, and then later on I go back and finish it off. And that works well for me.
All right. Well, I'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, making upgrades to your Money Pit can actually help you meet your goals for health, wealth, and happiness this year. With a few simple changes, you can expand your space, save money, and make your home a healthier, better living environment, and yes, actually accomplish some of those New Year's resolutions in the process. So here's where you begin.
So the first resolution is this, save money. It's a common New Year's resolution. It's often accompanied by vows to cut back on the daily lattes and make dinner and a movie nights the rarest of occasions. But a few changes or smart choices around your house can actually help you hold on to more of those dollars and cents without making any sacrifices. For example, the average deck addition costs about $19,000, but you'll see a return on that investment of 65%. Plus, if you fix up a tired bathroom, that gives you an impressive return if the house is sold within a year from the time the work is completed. And even smaller projects like replacing your garage door at an average cost of about $4,000, well, that can score a 98% return on investment when it comes time to sell.
Now, how about this? Losing weight. I feel like that's everybody's top three. Now, it's definitely comes up every year. You're going to get a new gym membership, and you're going to get a diet plan, and then you're going to neglect everything by the end of that week or maybe the month, whatever it is. Now, if your goal is to go on a diet, consider that cutting the fat could also mean decluttering the rooms in your home.
I like that.
Crowded spaces are hard to work in, they're hard to clean, and can take away too much of your daily energy. But if you do this, if you get organized, if you get rid of some stuff, you can definitely move on to more productive projects. So I like this, losing weight by throwing stuff out.
Think about all the calories you'll burn doing the organizing.
Yes,
too.
Definitely.
All right, speaking of calories, eating better, also another good resolution. And one way to increase your chances of sticking to that new regimen of healthier eating is to give your kitchen a makeover that will make it a welcoming, pleasant place. But if you're thinking kitchen improvements are expensive, well, consider inexpensive kitchen makeovers, including many that are very easy do-it-yourself projects. We're talking about new paint, lighting, or floor covering. It can make a big difference on a very small budget.
Now, if you're worried that these New Year's resolutions for your home might not last to the end of the month, don't set yourself up for failure. You can plan these improvements in small stages, especially if you're doing them by yourself. If you break up a bigger job into smaller parts, every time you tackle something and achieve it, you are going to feel so accomplished along the way at a variety of points, and then you won't be overwhelmed, you're not going to give up on that project. It's definitely the enthusiasm of accomplishing these tasks that help you move forward with the rest, so definitely break them up into smaller bits so you can keep giving yourself that attaboy and get on to the next one. All right, now I've got Ralph on the line. Ralph, what's going on at your money pit?
I have several cracks appearing at the corners of doorways. They're diagonal from the doorway up towards the ceiling. There's even one in an archway. It's a squared archway that could have had a door in it, but didn't. And I'm wondering, A, what's probably causing that? The house is about 32 years old. It's drywall. And could it be fixed with just fiberglass tape and spackle?
Yeah, so first of all, Ralph, it's pretty typical to have that kind of crack. If you think about the wall structure, wherever you have essentially a hole in the wall, which would be for a door or an archway or even a window that's on an exterior wall, you tend to get more movement of the wall around those openings because it's a little bit bigger, it's a little bit weaker, it's kind of almost like, think of it as a hinge as the wall, as the house expands and contracts. It's going to open up in those spaces. To have cracks, therefore, in those corners is not anything necessarily by itself to worry about. Now, how do you fix this, and how do you stop it from showing back up again? And you mentioned fiberglass tape, and that is, in fact, the best way we've found to make that repair, because if you just spackle it, obviously, that crack's going to form once again because the spackle is not really doing anything. It's not going to expand and contract with it. It's just going to fall right out. So the best thing to do is to put the fiberglass tape on and then do two or three coats of new spackle above that tape. The tape tends to bridge that crack and keep that wall from opening up in those corners again. So I would do that. And remember, before you put on your tape, I'd like you to lightly sand that to make sure we don't have any dirt or grease on it. We want to get good adhesion. And that fiberglass tape is tacky, so you don't even have to worry about spackling it in place. It'll just stay there. But then when you put those layers of spackle on, go thin. Fight the temptation to put a lot on, thinking you'll get the job done quicker. Put thin layers on there, stand in between, and when you're done, prime it, and then paint it. Use a good quality flat ceiling paint. And I think it'll stand up quite well. Maybe one or two more will open up over the time, but for the most part, I think you'll close them nicely.
Right. Understand. It's a stress riser. It just happened to occur at that point due to the movement of an aging house.
Yeah. Well, we all have stress risers. I have three of them. They're called my children.
I gave you the straight line. Hey, how deep do I have to go down into the drywall? Because I figured, a V-cut following the crack.
Not necessary. I would just take out if it's any loose spackle or drywall on the edge. You don't have to open it up as if you're repairing concrete here. You could just go right on top of it.
Okay, I don't want a lump there, but do it thin and feather it in.
You're
going
to have a little. Listen, you're going to have a little bit of a lump. You can't avoid that. But that's why I told you to use flat wall paint, because if you use flat paint and if you prime the area first, it will blend in nicely. It'll be really hard to detect that you have a bit more of a rise there because of the spackle.
Excellent.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you're a renter, did you know that your possessions are usually not covered by your landlord's insurance? Well, we're going to tell you the one thing that you can do to make sure you're covered in the event of a flood, fire, or any other disaster next.
888-MONEY-TICK.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay. stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing, so don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now, because you're feeling a bit stuck and bored inside of your house all winter long, reach out to us because I am sure that we can help. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that it seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD. 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it, they're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also, there's, like, a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s and he's in his early 30s.
Right. And it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the landlord needs to address this, and what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
She's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier, but I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can
sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store. And you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months. And when it shows up, you just pop it in. So it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, from cooking to fireplaces to space heaters, winter, it turns out, is the time of year when fire is most likely to break out in your home.
Now, prevention is, of course, your first priority, but if a blaze does break out in your space, you want to be sure that you have insurance that you need to cover those belongings that could be damaged or ruined.
Now, if you own your home, most homeowners' policies cover this, but if you rent your home, there's also a good chance your belongings are not covered by your landlord's insurance policy, which is why renters need to have their own tenant contents insurance.
Yeah, now the great thing about contents insurance is that it covers more than just fire damage. Now, most policies are going to protect your possessions against 16 different causes, and they range from the usual suspects like fire and theft and, you know, even the unlikely catastrophes like explosions or damages from an aircraft, but it covers all of those things. And I can remember my parents even having me get this for my dorm room in college.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's about $10 a month. It's a small price to pay, and we had the same kind of conversation with our kids when they were in college. You're like, why do I need that? I'm like, well, let's think about all the things in your dorm room that you haven't paid for, but we have. Your computer. How much did that Mac cost? The iPad. The phone. The books. The clothes. It doesn't take much to add up to a heck of a lot of money. So spending $100 to $150 a year on contents insurance makes a real difference.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, a door that sticks can be pretty annoying. The fix, however, doesn't have to be. We're going to tell you how after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deiss Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coating, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream all of those wonderful home improvement projects for your Money Pit, guess what? You can do it, and we can help. So definitely think about joining us on the Money Pit podcast. It comes out every Monday and Thursday. It's going to be chock full of information to help you tackle all of those projects, and it's definitely going to help you get ready for the weekend. So grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Jeff in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So what we've got, we just purchased a home recently, and the inspection, we noticed that the tar paper that covers there is tar paper that covers the ridge fin, and of course that should be removed under normal installation.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I can utilize that throughout the winter to build heat and preserve heat in the attic to maybe help warm the living space, and then remove that in the spring once the warm weather comes back.
Depends on whether or not you want your insulation to work well or not, Jeff, because the ridge vent is designed to help vent moisture out of that attic space and make the insulation more effective. So it's designed in a perfectly insulated home. The insulation layer is at that ceiling level, right? And above that, it should be ambient. In other words, the attic should be the same temperature as the outside. So your attic is not designed to hold heat in. Not this type of installation. There's another type that is, but this particular type is not. So I would recommend that you grab a utility knife, and can you reach that the underside of the ridge from the attic?
I can. It really wouldn't be a big task at all to get it removed. It was actually when I was about to address that I thought, wait a second, I might be able to utilize this heat over the winter.
Yeah, you have other vents in the roof as well. I mean, you may have gable vents or soffit vents, so you're not really changing the dynamic of the ventilation in the attic. But no, I would recommend that you cut that tar paper out. That's actually shockingly not that uncommon. What happens is the roofers put tar paper across the entire roof, put the shingles up, and then the last guy that puts that ridge vent on top of that ridge is supposed to cut out the tar paper, but if he didn't go to ridge vent class that day, he missed that step. And he leaves the tar paper in place, and of course it blocks the vent, and then it just doesn't work. So the reason I said it impacts your insulation is because the insulation, if it gets damp, it's not effective. So fresh air should be pushing in the soffit vents underneath the roof sheathing and out the ridge. That keeps everything nice and dry. So go ahead and cut that out, and that's the way you should be all winter long and thereafter.
Perfect. I appreciate the help. I appreciate the advice.
All right. Good luck, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Good questions from Jeff in Georgia.
Well, if you've got a sticking door, it can go one of two ways. You can either just put up with it, letting that little annoyance build up over time, or you can resolve to fix it once and for all. We're kind of advocates of that second option. Definitely fixing it. So here's what you need to know.
First, it helps to understand why the door actually sticks. Now, most doors are made of wood, so the best way to understand the sticking door problem is to think of it as a sponge. When the sponge is dry, it's small, it's compact, it's hard, but when it gets moist, that sponge swells up to its full size, but it becomes slightly softer, and that is exactly what's happening to your door. It swells, then it dries out. Either extreme can cause the door to stick. In fact, I know some people where one spot sticks in the winter and another one sticks in the summer. At least you know what season it is, I guess.
It's bathroom door season. Now, to fix that sticking door, your first task is to figure out exactly where that door is sticking. You can discover this by slowly opening and closing that door and just make a note of where it is in relation to the frame when it starts to stick. If you want a visual guide, you can use a piece of chalk or lipstick to cover the door where it seems to stick. And then you can open and close that door a couple of times, and that chalk or lipstick, something that's removable but's going to leave a mark on the opposite side, it's going to transfer then to the exact point where that sticking is happening, where the door touches the jamb. Then you wipe it off without a trace, and you know exactly where to work.
Now, there's two methods to actually get the fix done, which we will call easy and hard. First, tighten the hinges. If the door opens on the right and sticks towards the top, the most likely culprit may be the opposite hinge on the left. And by tightening that hinge or replacing just one or two of its screws with longer ones that will go through the jamb and into the framing area, it can pull that door over just enough to free up the sticking area. Now, the other option is a little harder, and that is to sand down the door where it's sticking. So, you know, when Leslie just talked about, you know, looking for that transfer mark, whether it's chalk or lipstick or whatever you used, wherever that mark ends up, that's where you're going to sand. Take a rough piece of sandpaper, sand it down firmly against that section of the door that's been sticking, and then repeat the process until the door no longer sticks in the frame. But try not to overdo it. You want to make sure that you sand enough so that when you repaint that area, you know, you still be able to close the door easily, but don't overdo it. So just enough, but not too much. And once that door fits well, you can use some progressively finer sandpaper. Go ahead and smooth out those rough edges, and you will be good to go, ready to paint, and no more sticking door in any season.
Catherine in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My bathroom was painted years ago with oil-based paint. And when the fellas tried to put the new paint on, it's just washable. Glidden paint, scrubbable and washable, and it started to bubble. So they stopped, and they're going to come back next week and do another coat of this washable paint.
See, when the paint doesn't stick, okay, and it starts to peel off,
let's just add some more paint.
What do you do? Put more on top of it, right? It's just silly. No, you want to stop them from doing that. Here's what has to happen. You've got to pull off all the paint they put on already, and if it's peeling, that may not be a big deal. Then you have to clean the walls. You want to use trisodium phosphate. It's a TSP. It's powder. You mix it up. You'll find it in a hardware store. And here's the most important step, Catherine, and that is you've got to prime these walls. And you want to use a good quality primer. You want to use one that is an oil-based primer, as a matter of fact, an alkali-based primer, like Kills, for example. That will stick to the old finish. And then once it dries, you will be able to put a latex paint over that, and you'll have really good adhesion. Right now, they're trying to paint Teflon, so to speak, all right? And you've not prepped that surface properly to make that new paint stick.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Well, it turns out that every 15 seconds in the United States, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. We're going to share some tips to help you keep your family safe when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with the home projects you'd like to get done. If you've got a question, a good way to get those questions to us is to post them on moneypit.com or on our social media sites. And that's what John from Pennsylvania did. I think he came in on Facebook.
That's right. John wrote in. He says, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof and collapsing the gutters?
Yeah. I mean, sure. They're called snow guards. A couple of things to keep in mind. So first of all, if you've got snow that's forming on the edge of your roof, you probably are like one step away from having an ice dam, which is when the snow above that melts and gets stuck behind that big block of ice and can leak. So be aware of that. Secondly, if you want to slow it down so that they don't really put pressure on your gutters themselves, put in snow guards, which are kind of like metal brackets, I guess would be a good way to describe it. They go under the shingles and stick up on the roof. You'll very often see them, certainly when you have a metal roof or you have a very steep pitched roof, like up in the northern parts of the country. But snow guards are designed to do that. They'll hold the snow back. They'll prevent it from falling off like en masse because it's darn heavy and hurting somebody that's below it. And it will definitely stop it from forming in your gutter and tearing the gutter off at the same time. So if roof snow is what you're up against, snow guards is what you need.
All right, now as long as we're talking gutters, Ben in New Hampshire wrote in saying, I paid a lot of money for copper gutters. It performs perfectly, but it's turned a dirty green color. Is there a way to remedy this? That's patina, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what you paid for. That's right. That's called patina. And we charge extra for that.
Yeah, I mean, the Statue of Liberty would be shiny like a penny, but she patinaed.
How do you buy copper gutters and not know that's going to happen or not want that? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, if you really have your heart set, lemon and salt does the trick, but that's going to be a lot of work.
You're going to need a lot of lemons.
And a big ladder. And a lot of salt.
Yeah, but at least it's natural. Well, did you guys know there may be some surprisingly common household poisons that are lurking behind your kitchen cabinet and pantry doors or maybe in the garage? Leslie's going to have some tips to help make sure that they're stored properly in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, every 15 seconds in the United States, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. A whopping 90% of accidental poisonings do occur in your home. So here are a few ways that you can stay safe. First, most adult poisonings are a result of mixing chemicals that just should never be combined. You never want to mix cleaning chemicals and always read the labels about potential deadly combination of products. Now, more than half of all home poisonings happen to children under the age of 6. You got to remember that those kiddos are fast and they are wily, so don't just keep an eye on them. Just keep the poisons out of reach and locked up. It's also super important to discard old prescription medicines promptly. Don't flush them down the toilet, because then they're just going to wind up in the water supply. Now, let's talk about your garage, the basement, the shed. I mean, these are weird places. They're where you have toys and fun stuff for the yard with, you know, hazardous chemicals. It's super strange. So keeping those things right next to each other, it just doesn't work. So don't do it. Keep those things separate. Keep them locked up. Keep your kids safe. Definitely avoid the temptation of those curious little guys and girls. So definitely just keep them apart, and you will find that you have a much safer home and definitely less opportunities for these things to happen.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, have you ever woken up with a dry, parched throat? Well, if so, you might know a little bit about the value of having a humidifier in your home. But with so many types of humidifiers out there, you got some for indoors, you got some for built-ins, you got some that have drums, you have some that drip, you have some that hiss. Well, we're going to sort through those and share tips to help you pick the perfect humidifier for your home on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.